Bienvenidos to the 50-50. On today's show, my wife and I are here again together discussing las mulas, specifically the Moscow mules, and why I feel I should be able to have one cuando se me dé la regalada gana. Also, we'll be talking about cultural fusion and what that looks like in food and drink. So, please stick around and enjoy today's show. Y cuando yo tengo calor, you know what I really feel in the mood for cuando tengo calor?
What? Pisto. ¿Quieres pisto?
Hey. And not just anyone. When I am hot, because here's the thing. We come from a very hot place. Mm-hmm. Just to kind of give them a point of reference, está the Saudi Arabia desert.
You've never been there.
Okay, but I'm giving like all our listeners, right? All 700,000 of them.
Oh, sí, uh-huh.
Ahorita. I'm giving them a reference. There's the Saudi Arabia desert. Está el infierno. You know what I mean? Está el sobaco de tu abuela. And then there is our town. It is hot here.
Yes, it's very hot.
120 something degrees average. And that's not even an exaggeration. So, because we are used to that, when I want something to drink, I want it to have like a combining effect. You know what I mean? Like, quiero que haga dos cosas a la misma vez. Mm-hmm. Quiero que me relaje mm-hmm. y me refresque.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean?
Yes, I know what you mean.
Así que yo no veo cuál es el problema de agarrar algo que sean las dos cosas. Now, here's another thing, babe. I am almost 30 years old.
Wow. When you say it out loud like that, it's kind of scary.
Almost 30 years old, babe. I know. Like, I am in the point of my life where...
¿Tú eres o no?
Okay, you're like right behind me. Calm down. So anyways, we've experimented, you know? Like, we've had different types of drinks.
We've had our fair share.
We've had it. We've tried it all. Like, in the beer scene?
I wouldn't say all, but...
Okay, you know what
I mean. A good amount.
Yeah. We've tried it, like, in the beer scene. We've also tried, like, things, for example... Oh, the IPAs, get the Pilsners, get the microbrews, get all that
yes,
stuff.
Yes, I can comfortably say that we know what we like already.
I know what I like.
We already passed the whole newly 21-year-old stage uh-huh. where you're trying everything and anything in your power.
See.
And now it's just like, we got a little bougie.
Exactly, that's exactly the point. So, estoy en esa edad que si estoy en un lugar, en un restaurante, and I'm about to spend some money, mm-hmm. I want it to be on something that I like. A veces eso suena aburrido, because I get like a light beer. Okay, because here's the thing. I like light beer.
You mean like Bud Light?
No, Bud Light. I'm more
esas
of a...
Son acadas.
No. I'm more of a Coors Light fan, okay? Mm-hmm. Una Silver Bullet, right? So, no es de que sea la mejor chela del mundo. It's not.
No lo es.
Pero me refresca. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, if I like something... I get it. I'm at that point in my life now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ya no tengo que estar experimentando.
You like what you like.
I like what I like. Ahora.
I respect that. I like that.
There you go. Por eso te casas conmigo.
No, pero...
Sí. Okay, because I like what I like. You know, I liked you. Ven pa' acá.
Okay.
Ahí está. So, tying that together, this is what I want to mainly talk about a little bit here, is the blog post, the first blog post that I posted on my website, the5050.com. Check it out, guys. Was
your light bulb moment.
The whole I wanted to have a Moscow mule. Now, a little backstory here. We were at a restaurant. You were there with me, babe.
No me acuerdo.
Estábamos en un ramen spot, ¿te acuerdas?
Just kidding.
Estábamos.
No era yo.
Eras tú. Estábamos en una. ¿Qué era? En un ramen spot, ¿verdad?
Yes.
Estábamos en San Diego.
Should we give them a shout out?
Oh, we're shout out to the Underbelly.
It's so good, you guys.
It is really good. So, we were in San Diego, we were eating ramen, and we were with some friends, and it was kind of warm that day.
Yes.
We were outside. Mm-hmm. So, I was looking at the drink menu, I was having my ramen.
Oh, yeah, that's true. We were sitting like in an outdoor, indoor,
mm-hmm.
but it was like February.
Pero estaba haciendo un poco de frío y posiblemente era el caldo.
California.
Yeah. Era, ajá. Primeramente es California, and then I was having caldo, right? Mm-hmm. So, ya está como calentito.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw...
No, es Maruchan.
No, pero you know what I mean? Like, it was already kind of warm on the inside.
Yeah, I get it.
And se me antojó el drink menu. And there I saw a Moscow Mule.
To be fair, though.
Okay.
Like, ever since we had our first Moscow Mule in...
Sedona. Right.
It like, changed our world.
It did.
And I think everywhere that we've gone, we've always kind of gravitated towards it, regardless of where we are.
It's like, okay, let's try their Moscow. Let's try it,
because we had such a really good one, and I think all the other ones we've had are good, but different. Because that one had like a fig taste.
That was the fig mule in Sedona.
Yes, in Sedona. And then we've had some in Mexico, we've had some here. So it's like, we just want to try whatever there is, because we kind of always like it.
We know that we like it. We know that it's refreshing.
It's like a safe spot for us.
It is, you know? So, having seen that, I say, you know what? I'll take the Moscow Mule. And I was feeling cool, you know? So, le digo a mi friend, yo, bro, ¿quieres que te compre una? ¿Y sabes lo que me dice este vato? Me dice, oh, I would, but I don't know if it fits the theme. I was like, ¿eh? El theme, babe.
The theme of the restaurant?
The restaurant. O sea, porque no éramos japoneses y porque no estábamos probando mejor un sake. Y le dije, sácate de aquí con esta idea. You know what I mean?
Like, he's a lovely person, by the way.
I mean, yeah. I mean, oh, yo, bro, I love you, okay?
He's awesome.
Pero nada que ver ese comentario. He was literally telling us because...
Well, thanks to him, we're here, though.
Sí, talking about it. But I feel like I have to address this.
Yes.
Because supposedly we were not...
What do you drink with ramen?
That's what I'm saying. He wanted, like, more traditional thing.
But this was, honestly, like, Underbelly is a place donde te dan ramen con carnitas.
That's exactly the point I'm getting to.
Yeah.
Because this is not a traditional Japanese place. No, it has a fusion to it. Yes. It's like a Tex-Mex ramen. Dude, te venden ramen con oxtail, you know? Mm-hmm. Ramen con, like, parece menudo, like, la neta. And it's delicious.
Yeah,
it's really, really good. So, the fact that he was saying it doesn't fit the theme, como que esa sentence in itself, no iba. Okay, it's like le dije, bro, piénsala. Somos dos mexicanos in San Diego, in Little Italy, comiendo ramen estilo tejano.
Mexicano, más
bien. No, el dude, Texan. Okay. Texan ramen.
Okay.
Y luego él tiene una gorrilla que sea fierro, super bougie, bro.
Mm-hmm.
So, o sea, nothing of that night.
It was like at 8 p.m. too. There was like no sun.
There was, exactly. So there was no theme from the get-go. And all of a sudden, this fool starts preaching about themes and how we should like stick with a certain vibe. And I'm like, bro, ni al caso. Yo tengo calor. Este caldo me arde. Me arde igual que mi tierra natal. Así que, por favor, let me order my Moscow Mule.
Mm-hmm.
So, having said all that, do you think there's a problem with these fusions mixing? Is it okay for Russia to be mixing with Japan in the sense of food and drink? Is that okay?
I think it's absolutely okay.
Absolutely okay? Why do you think that?
Because it makes life more fun.
How so?
Well, because it's interesting. It's interesting. Like, how many shows have we not watched? Like cooking shows where they're like, oh, I take a little bit of this and take a little bit of that and make something new. Like, that's the whole point of when you go out and you're traveling. Like, it's to taste things that are new.
Yes.
And to be honest, like, you were not really eating your ramen with the drink. I think you got the drink first.
Uh-huh. I did.
So, I mean, it wasn't going to extremely clash.
And even if it clashed, so what? What's the problem? Because look, we're from a small
town. Was it a straight up Moscow Mule, you know, vodka my or whiskey?
No, it was with vodka. But you know what? My only legitimate thing that I didn't like about the Moscow Mule is that they didn't serve it to me in a copper cup. Yeah, it was like in this glass mug.
How come I didn't notice this? I was literally like across from you.
Yeah, but you were having your own conversation.
That's,
you know,
true. I was talking to my friend.
Yeah, so... there you go, like,
shout out to you, my friend. You know who you are.
Yeah, she knows who she is.
Nice. Watch her, not even be listening. She's like, I don't care.
Yeah, get messed up, eh? She's like the one person that doesn't listen to this show so far.
Probably.
Anyways, so even if they clash, what's the big deal? We're from a town. It's a small town. And we don't have a lot of variety. So every time we do travel, we want something different, right?
And local.
Like, for example, let's think about
it. We don't really eat chain.
No.
When we're out of town.
No, we like to try and mix it up, you know?
Yes.
However,
I think I've only been to a Cheesecake Factory once.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't step foot in there.
No? ¿No te gustó?
I mean,
it was good, but not now to like go home and repeat over and over.
No. Right. I want to go to a hole in the wall. You and I have this in common. That's why we travel well. So, mm-hmm. We travel well because we like holes in the walls. We mm-hmm. like to get on Yelp and just go wild.
Yeah.
You know?
And sometimes ni eso. Muchas veces, like, we're like in a block. I go to Google. That's and true. I'm like, what's close by? What's good around this area? Mm-hmm. Cool. I don't want to travel further than this specific block. Mm-hmm. And off we go.
That's how we ended up eating our first Indian food.
That was in New York.
Oh, it was so good.
It was called the Bengal Tiger.
Bengal Tiger.
It's still there. I checked it. It's delicious. And I think what I liked about it was our first time really eating Indian food.
Mm-hmm.
So I had no idea qué lo que me esperaba. You know what I mean?
No expectations.
No, para nada. So vamos and like, está el sign, but then you go up these stairs, que está medio weird la cosa.
Well, New York, everything's like condensed into
it is. So like,
boxes.
Está un basement y está un upstairs. Yo sé como que like, ¿por dónde le entro? You know what I mean?
I feel like we were going into like an apartment complex. It didn't even feel like a restaurant, but you know.
Exactly.
That's New York.
It is. That's New York. Y un lado del New York, ¿te acuerdas que estaba un chain restaurant, el Benihana? Y dijimos, no, ahí no. Vamos mejor a este Indian restaurant because the reviews were good. So, we went in there, and first of all, BYOB, right? Bring your own beer, bring your own liquor. That was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know that. So, next time, cuando estemos in New York, because we travel there so often,
oh,
right?
Oh, sí, ajá.
Sí, cada rato. Now I know. Pero, how was that Indian food, babe?
Amazing.
It was delicious.
It was so good.
Like, te lo vendieron in their own separate trays. It looked very traditional, but at the same time, even though we do go to a lot of hole in the walls, we do end up in a lot of very kind of trendy restaurants también.
I know. We kind of go off like, I'm pretty sure people think we're hipster.
Yeah, it's true. You know? And it's not because we are hipster. It's just that we're millennials, babe. We can't hide that.
Yeah.
We do a very millennial thing, which is try new restaurants. Mm-hmm. And every time we read on a review, Farm to Table, we go gaga over that. Yeah. We're like, oh, Farm to Table.
Copper cup.
Oh, organic.
Pendant lighting.
The only thing I don't jump on the hype on is gluten-free. I don't really care about that.
Oh, neither do I.
Yeah. But anyways, we were there, and because we tried that new experience, we loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Really, ever since then, every time we go traveling, we try different foods.
Mm-hmm.
Now, cuando estábamos in the Philippines, we had very traditional food.
Well, that was like the motherland.
Right? When we were in the Caribbean.
Nothing was really infused there. It was like, bam, like this is our traditional
food. And Filipino food was great. It's just that they deep fry everything.
Well, they're our Mexican Asian cousins.
Shout out to the Filipinos, man, our Mexican Asian cousins.
Their food is delicious, but yeah, it is a lot of fried stuff.
Food is delicious. Karaoke, not so much.
They love to sing. They're such fun people. O sea, they say it's more fun in the Philippines.
Like, Dios los bendiga, que they're fun. Pero holy smokes. No son buenos para cantar. The first time. Okay, sí, pero when our first exposure, when we saw a Filipino, like 40-year-old singing Katy Perry, oh my goodness, man. I was like,
you don't get that anywhere else.
Nail, dude. Lo más en las Filipinas.
And their confidence is like,
eso sí, it's way higher than their own stature because they're tiny people.
Some of them, yeah.
Yeah, most of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, but when we were in the Philippines and we tried their traditional food, we kind of kept it pretty traditional. There was no fusion. There was no mix.
No, a lot of rice.
Right? When we were in the Caribbean and the Dominican Republic, also kept it pretty traditional. Not a lot of fusing, not a lot of mixing.
Mm-mm.
But then we go to cities like New York and then cities in California.
Well, because California. now you're in the country where they migrated to.
Exactly.
And tried to incorporate their traditional food with their new lifestyle.
And what's wrong with that?
Nothing. It's amazing.
It is amazing.
What is that thing in San Francisco that we saw, that burrito?
A sushirito.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I didn't eat it, but I saw it and I was like, oh, that's so interesting.
We never got around to it.
No, we didn't, but I'd be down.
Heck yeah.
We got that taco, right? That,
the pork belly
recently.
One?
No, the tuna one.
Oh, that's
right. That sushi taco.
The sushi taco.
But it was kind of more like a tostada.
It was more of a tostada.
It was delicious.
It was.
Yeah.
So the whole idea of fusing one culture with another, especially when it comes to food, I am all for it. Yeah. I think it's amazing.
We can honestly talk about food and drinks all day.
All day long. We really can. We can make a whole podcast entirely composed of that. No. I got more things that I want to talk about.
We can convert this into like a traveling vlog. You know, there's people who they pay on Netflix to just like leave their homes and travel.
I see, babe, but I don't think anybody wants to watch me travel and eat. You know what I mean?
Oh my like, God, that'd be the life.
Like, I can barely get people to listen to me on this podcast.
That's true.
You know? But anyways, like in California, hay muchas mezclas. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Hay mezclas de cultura, especially in the food. And it's something that we've come to know and love.
Yeah, I love it.
So what is the big deal, man? Like, I really could like, ese vato me hizo trigger tan machine.
It's just his preference.
Okay, pero like, no. Step allá con eso. You know, it's like, dude, like, I don't even want to get like super patriotic, pero like, la neta, like, I felt the red, white, and blue, like, you know, thumping in my heart. You know, and I was like, bro, estamos...
This is America.
Ajá, like, estamos en América, okay? La gente se migra para acá para mezclar las cosas. Déjate mezclar. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. O sea, I don't know what the big deal was. Which takes me to exactly the point. Not only because something is not 100% traditional, doesn't mean it's not good. You know what I mean?
Or that it doesn't work.
O que no sirve. Mm-hmm. Exactamente. Por ejemplo, one of the best meals we've ever had have been mixed meals de una cultura y de otra juntas.
Yeah.
Like this ramen, right? We've had traditional ramen before in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Delicioso, really good, right? Mm-hmm. This one, I want to say, up there as well, just as good. Pero no era 100% original. People sometimes get too caught up with that, I believe. Kind of like with pizza. There's always this one crazy debate that, that's not original pizza. That's not original.
Some people want original pizza.
Yeah, but okay, the term original I feel like is such a loose interpretation now.
Do you like Tex-Mex tacos?
Okay, no empieces.
Do you like Taco Bell tacos? Those considered real tacos?
Esa es una cadena. There is some really good Tex-Mex, though. You know, there is some really good chiles, beans, and you know what? Like, there is good stuff out there. It's not Tex-Mex's fault. Que Taco Bell se la esté regando. You know what I mean? Por ejemplo.
Those aren't real tacos.
Okay, I'm gonna put a chain restaurant right back to you. Chipotle.
Oh, it's amazing.
It's not bad, you know?
I love it.
¿Es 100% original mexicano?
No.
No lo
but
es.
They get it right.
You know, la carne está bien. Mm-hmm. The guacamole is good. Mm-hmm. I can do without the sour cream. I'm not about that life.
Yeah.
Pero todo lo demás está rico. A eso
Should
voy.
We talk about the California burrito?
Okay, let's talk about the California burrito. I'm glad you brought this up.
We're putting these friends on blast, man.
Okay, look. First of all, to all my guys in California, I do not get the hype of the California burrito.
I don't think I do either.
No entiendo. Mm-mm. O sea, un burrito rico, ¿qué tiene, babe? ¿Qué es lo que tiene un burrito rico?
Carne asada.
Okay. Muy bien.
All your veggies.
Y que son, like, por ejemplo, cilantro, la cebolla, que
cilantro,
el repollo.
Cilantro, cebolla, repollo, uh-huh. Guacamole, no aguamole.
No,
I prefer guacamole.
Something kind of chunky with substance.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Salsas.
Fresca.
You know, fresca y salsas, like the other type, I don't know how to mention.
La bandera, la borracha, like the
pues
one that's kind of
fresca.
Chunky. Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
And then the other salsas, you know, yeah. Like your red one and your green one.
Exactly.
And then la tortilla de harina.
That's it.
Like the extra large one.
If you really want to go crazy, maybe frijoles refritos, pero like kind of smeared on. Pero mm-hmm. I don't really like whole beans, and I don't like it stuffed with rice.
Oh, no, I don't like the rice either.
Tampoco. It's filler.
Yeah, it is filler.
Así que...
Like you already got your grain in your tortilla. Mm-hmm. It's fine.
So... You get that perfect burrito, right? Mm-hmm. Pero luego cuando le echas french fries y queso refundir que ya no puede,
queso,
y sour cream.
Is it queso and sour cream?
Queso and sour
Ay,
cream.
Ay, Dios mío, no.
Like, no.
No.
Like, ya estaba bien el burrito. Sí. Like, ¿pa' qué más? Mm-hmm. I don't get it.
I don't know. I'll tell you, my mom, even though she's super Mexican, she does like putting french fries in a tortilla.
Okay, at this point, we are contradicting ourselves, though.
Isn't that crazy?
We have to admit that we're kind of contradicting ourselves with this statement.
That's why I brought it up, though.
You know, like, okay.
I'm like, okay, dude, pero Mexican food.
All right, then let's agree that there is exceptions to the whole mixing
well,
thing.
Well, for you, there is.
Okay? Hay cosas que no se pueden mezclar. Como una french fry con un burrito. Eso no va. Pero si yo quiero... Vaca con mi ramen.
Ah, que te dejen en paz.
Déjame en paz. You know what I mean? Like, O sea, déjame disfrutar, déjame gozar de la vida, mm-hmm. que ya sufro demasiado. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. So, kind of like, to put it all together, then we would say, is mixing a subjective thing of what can mix and what cannot mix regarding to food?
Yes.
Right, it yeah. is. Because what we enjoy is not necessarily something that everyone else enjoys.
Well, remember, I wanna recall probably one of the best Mexican meals we've ever had.
Ooh,
was
yes.
created by an American man.
In Sedona. Elote. Cafe.
Yes. That place was so delicious. Like, uh-huh. they gave you un elote en vaso, like, elevated. Like, that's the stuff you get, like, on the Food Channel.
Okay,
you
know yeah, so boy, like, when it comes to that type of mixing, I am all for it.
That was, like, extraordinary.
Agarra un platillo mexicano, que el platillo mexicano ya es humilde, right?
Yeah.
It comes from very humble beginnings.
Mm-hmm.
And they elevate it, but not just elevate it for the sake of being fancy, but really do the food real justice, you know?
Yeah. Like, you ordered a birria, right?
Uh-huh.
And it was, like...
Rack of lamb,
like, plated so... Like, I wouldn't want to eat it. It was so pretty.
Uh-huh.
Así con, like, the little... Los huesitos así cruzando.
Uh-huh.
And, like, the sauce all over... I don't remember what I ate. I was just, like, gaga over whatever you had.
And it was delicious.
Yeah, and I think we had a dessert, too.
Sí.
I can't remember what it was.
It was all delicious.
What was it though?
El postre que no era como like flan o algo así.
It was flan. Sí. That's my favorite. Oh, it was so good.
And it was delicious. Y le preguntamos like quién fue la cocinera.
Yeah, we had to ask the waiter because we were like, okay. Like,
allá está mi nana for sure.
Sí.
Dile a mi nana que salga.
Uh huh.
Like
who's cooking back there?
Uh huh. Y que sale este compa.
And a pony, like a man bun, like a man, not a man bun, but like a little ponytail.
The most hipster chef.
Blonde haired, sí. like. I'm assuming he was Americano, no?
Sí, super Americano.
Yeah. Oh my God.
But then he told us that he spent like months in Puebla and months yeah. in Guadalajara. And
so
that
he traveled,
was,
right?
He was with the indígenas and like learned it from the source,
mm-hmm.
took it back to the States, put his fusion yeah. to it, and it was delicious.
That was the most like bougie thing we have ever done.
Eso sí, for sure. All right, because we don't have the money for that.
Anymore.
At all, you know? But it was a great experience.
Yeah, I would have done it again.
When fusion is done right, mm-hmm. it's delicious.
Yeah.
It's one of the best things that this country honestly has to offer.
Mm-hmm.
Because other countries that we've gone to don't offer these types of fusions. They offer their thing, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Here, we have such a variety, que why shy away from it? Let's go into it. At the very least, let's try it. Ya si no los gusta, como el California burrito... Pues ya de plano, we can say that we've tried it.
Yeah, we've tried it.
Ya nadie nos puede decir, oh, this is a California burrito. Bro, mm-hmm. ya la probé, no me gustó.
Mm-hmm.
But when we get fusions like elote café, mm-hmm. oh my goodness, this is done right. This is delicious, you know. Yes, 100%. Y una cosa, como tú y yo ya estamos mezclados, since we are already...
50-50.
Right? Yeah, ya somos tú y ya son nosotros. We appreciate mezclas.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with una cultura y otra, mezclándose un poco, whether it comes to food and drink, particularly. Así que, when it comes to the mules, a mí me gustan las mulas. Me gustan las mulas rusas. Me gustan las mulas americanas. Me gustan las mulas mexicanas también.
Hasta vale.
Me casé con la mula más grande que pude encontrar.
You probably did.
Así que, déjame gozar de mi mula, vato. Hazte pa' allá. Si me quiero tomármela, me la tomo. You know what I mean? So, yeah. If you like something, drink it. Si te gusta algo, tómatelo. Nothing wrong with it. It doesn't have to fit a theme. Don't worry about it. That's like conversation que no lleva nada. I think it like kind of leads to limiting yourself to experimenting or experiencing something new.
Oh my God. Like our favorite movie. Well, not our favorite, but one of our favorite movies.
Which one?
Ratatouille. When you mix them together.
Andale. That's right, man.
It's like the best scene ever.
For sure. And that's the whole thing. That's exactly what we're talking about. When we experiment
Disney
new things...
Disney always gets it right.
Machine. But then they always kill our parents. Let's not hope for that. But, okay. When fusion is done right, it's amazing. Let's have more of that.
Yes.
That's if one thing this country got right, fue eso. Fue agarrar esta idea, rematarlas, and then, dude, we have peanut butter and jelly, we have Reese's peanut butter cups, we have ramen with Texas fusion. O sea, yes.
How do you go from candy to rum?
It's because that's what this country does good, man. Agarra una idea con otra, puts it in together, blends the crap out of it, and then just sells it, man. Goes with it, runs with it.
I think we should just make a Moscow Mule right now.
Let's go make a Moscow Mule. That'd be a great idea.
You got really, like, obsessive about making them.
It's because me gustó tanto ese drink.
Yeah.
I think really that's probably what hurt the most. The fact that it was such a personal attack to me.
You felt like he offended you.
Don't get that drink. That's a stupid drink. And I'm like, I like that drink. You know, like...
I think after that our first mule in Sedona, we, like, bought the cups.
Uh-huh.
We tracked down the ginger beer in our town, which was hard because it's a small town.
And then it has to be the non-alcoholic ginger beer, not the alcoholic ale.
Oh, we did that mistake.
That's a huge difference. It has to be the non-alcoholic ginger beer is more carbonated.
Yeah.
And speaking of carbonated, we don't put club soda on her.
No, we do not.
No. With the ginger beer, yes,
we will.
I send it back. I'll have the gabagool. And if it comes with club soda, I'll send it back. So, perfect Moscow Mule. Let's go make one right now. And it consists of?
Ginger beer.
Vodka.
Kind of vodka.
I would go with Grey Goose.
We usually do Grey Goose.
Yeah.
Grey Goose.
Now, if we're on a budget, nothing wrong with Three Olives.
Ugh. That was at our lowest point.
It's not a bad vodka. Stop. All right.
I found the fig one once, but it was...
Yes, si vienes con esa, ¿cómo se llama? La Albertsons Gallon Special?
Yeah.
No, ya te pasaste.
We've done that.
No, we have not,
babe. Yeah,
when have we done that?
I hid it, like, behind the toaster.
¿Sabes qué? La única vez que compré eso was because no encontré rubbing alcohol in the medical section. La neta. So we get vodka, Grey Goose, Three Olives minimum.
I right? like it when you muddle like a citrus into it.
Sí, you gotta muddle the citrus. Now, citrus, I go with many different types of citrus. A mí me gusta también, particularly on the hot summer days, toronja.
Yeah,
toronja. Ooh, grapefruit is good with it. Ya se me antojó. Let's go have a Moscow Mule.
Let's do it.
Si te gusta, you guys, tómatelo. Let's celebrate. Thank you all for listening, and please, we invite you to join the conversation and comment below your thoughts on this topic and any recommendations of fusion foods that you may have. And speaking of recommendations, if you have a specific way of how you make your Moscow Mule, I would love to hear that as well. And speaking about comments, we wanted to take the time to read some of our comments on our first podcast, Los Buenos Días. First shout out to Glow, Brittany, Areli, Antonia, thank you for showing us your support. Erica also, thank you for saying that you guys love this. We love doing this, so thank you. We also had some other comments that really dug deep in the conversation. Who do we have, babe?
Blanca Rodriguez. She mentioned how when she's gone deeper into Mexico, it gets worse.
Yeah, it does get worse. I can see how that goes worse.
And how she says that people actually stop their cars in the middle right of the road. Y se gritan primo, to man. Which that has happened to us.
I love it.
But only one person has ever done that to
Yo
us.
Yo tengo un primo que no es mi primo, pero me grita primo, so therefore we're primos.
Yes, that's what she says. She's like, they yell primo, which is cousin, but they're not even related, you know?
I love that.
It's just the culture thing.
Yes, yeah. I love it.
And how now that she's in America, now she talks about, like how I talked about usted, how it's a very important thing that we say.
Right.
But she also says about how, like, yes, if, you know, she approaches somebody like that, they're like, ew, go away. Or, oh my gosh, te educaron bien. So it's like, you know, the two sides of it.
Exactly.
So it's really
those
nice.
Sides that we talked about. Yes. Thank you so much, Blanca, for that comment. Great part of the conversation. Who else?
Daniela. Uh-huh. She talks about how she grew up most of her life living in the Southern America culture.
Mm-hmm.
And how... She's kind of was like on board with us about how, like, you say buenos dias si la persona, you know, makes eye contact with you.
Uh-huh.
If you're acknowledged in the room, then you say buenos dias just to that one person.
Uh-huh.
But she recently moved to
the Southwest.
Yes, to the Southwest. And now she says that living in that area, how it's important for her to say buenos dias to the entire room.
It is important, man. It becomes a struggle.
Now yeah. I must raza, you know.
Yaniela, you get the struggle porque estás envuelta en la raza. Thank you so much. And guys, honestly, we thank you for these comments. It really kind of adds to the conversation.
It's so fun to
read. It really is. That's what this podcast is all about. So honestly, we're having so much fun. And thank you for listening to the 50-50.